Welcome to another episode of the Bengals Beat Podcast. My name's Jason Williams. I'm here with Kelsey Conway, Inquirer, Cincinnati.com, Bengals Beat reporter. She's on the phone, as she always is, after road games, on her way back from the airport, heading to Paycor Stadium for Zach Taylor's usual Monday press conference. And Kels, I know we don't have a lot of time. We're trying to kind of keep these Monday podcasts to, you know, quick hit analysis, looking back, and before we look ahead, it's a short week. But now that you've had time to sleep, hi, by the way, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now that you've had time to sleep on this Jets victory for the Bengals, 27-12. What's top of mind for you right now about this Bengals team?
So it's funny you say that, because I keep going back to, what do I really think about the offense? Like, they certainly came out faster, and I loved the creativity from some of the play designs from Zach Taylor and Brian Callahan to kind of get them started faster. But for some reason, I keep going back to, like, if the Jets had a little bit better of a defense, would that have been a closer game in the second half? Because I know in the second half they were playing a more, like, they just wanted to, like, run the clock out type of offense. But I still have, like, a ton of questions, yeah. Is, I guess, what I would say is how I'm feeling. But I do think the Bengals defense is very good, and they deserve a ton of credit. I mean, I believe it's either 17 or 20 consecutive drives without a touchdown allowed, which is just, in this day and age, crazy. So they deserve a ton of credit. I'm still having a bunch of questions, and honestly, I might be a little bit of a hot take, but I think the Bengals run game is better with Samaje Perine starting.
God, so. Wow. Wow, that is I don't know if that's a hot take. I think that's a pretty strong. You know, you're in the locker room. You're watching this team. You were in New York. You're in New Jersey. Sorry. So you know, for you to see that, you saw what happened yesterday. You've talked to folks in the locker room about this, and I think I'm. This offense, and then I said this in my predictions column every Thursday, Cincinnati.com, that I said last week, like, the offense would look better, but it still wouldn't be just a well-oiled machine. And certainly there are still a lot of flaws, I think. A lot is maybe – there are flaws. There are things to work on. And that was the question I had for you, Kelsey. So, you know, three of their first four drives of the game, they go 75 yards, 75 yards, 71 yards, and get 17 points. The other one they fumbled on. But are you of the mind that, and I know Joe Burrow talked about getting a fast start, which they did, but are you of the mind then that it was the Jets' defense that adjusted, or it was the Bengals just kicking it into cruise control and thinking, like, all right, you get a fast start, and usually a fast start in the NFL can help carry the day. Certainly we've seen that against the Bengals' previous two opponents. They got a fast start, and it carried them to wins.
Can I say both, right? Like, yeah. I think that they definitely had, you know, like, the first 15 plays of the game, right, are scripted. And they're, you know, that's when you can really catch a team off guard. But the Bengals, in second half, I do think they went a little bit conservative. But I still think, like, yeah, they could have connected on, you know, the one trick play. It just wasn't as dominant of a performance as I thought it would be. And I'm not trying to, like, nitpick here, because they still won and that was hard to do. But in the second half, like, good teams, like, really keep their foot on the gas. And I just didn't see that from the Bengals.
Biggest thing, and I know you touched on it in your analysis on Cincinnati.com. you know, that running game. And Joe Mixon continues to struggle. And I was at home, watching on TV, and there were I remember there was a run that was in the red zone early. I think it was in the first quarter, and his body language, you know, he got stuffed and his body language wasn't good. And then late in the second quarter when he dropped a little short screen pass, his body language wasn't good. He ends up not playing most of the fourth quarter because of an ankle injury. Only 12 carries, what, 20, how many, 24 yards?
I don't know his stats off the top of my head. It's in the screen, but
it was not a good day. He ranks, at least after last night's games, you know, he ranks third in the NFL in carries, but, you know, only 54 yards average per game. And like you said, you know, this, you wrote in your analysis that, you know, the running game was better when P. Ryan came in there in the fourth quarter.
Just looks faster at the line of scrimmage. He looks like he's got a little bit more bounce. And I know, like, that's not really Mixon's style. He's more like the Le'Veon Bell, Nick Chubb, like, truck runner.
Yep. Power runner. Yep.
He just looks like if the block doesn't, if it's not perfectly executed, he's not able to even get, like, a positive yard. Like, Samaje Perine, like, your goal on first and second down is not every time you hit an explosive run. It's to get 2 yards, to get 3 yards, so you can get yourself in a manageable third and five. And I just feel like when they run Mixon on first and second down, they find themselves in, like, third and 12s because he gets a loss of three on a run that, you know, he can't break the first tackle, whereas it just felt like Samaje Perine was just a little bit lighter on his feet. He was able to bounce around. And even if it was just a third down run, like, it just felt like they were moving forward, whereas sometimes with Mixon, it just feels like, well, I'm like, oh, first down, Mixon run, here comes a loss of three. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to not overreact because Mixon was really good last year. He was a Pro Bowl running back.
Yep.
He just looks like he doesn't have, and I don't know if it's he doesn't have the gel with the guys up front, but, like, they're getting more in a one game sample size. They got more from Samaje Perine, and we'll see. I'm gonna ask Zach about it, but I think I know what his answer is gonna be, because you got to be careful with this situation, because Mixon's a captain, and you're not, like, if you start taking snaps away from him, it is going to become a story.
Yep.
But if it's working better with P. Ryan, you got to ride the hot hand. And Mixon is overcoming an ankle injury. I'm going to try and find out the severity of that, as well as DJ Reader. We're awaiting the results of that. But if Mixon's ankle is going to be halfway, like, this is a big game against the Dolphins. So you got to make the decision. Do you kind of give P. Ryan more carries because Mixon's not 100% and the turnaround is so quick, or what? But I was not the biggest fan of Samaje P. Ryan last year, and now after seeing kind of what's gone on these first three games with the poor running play of the Bengals, I mean, if P. Ryan's getting you more forward progress, I'd go with him.
It's a delicate situation for Zach Taylor.
Yes.
If Mixon continues to struggle, even when he gets healthy or is, you know, somewhat healthy, because, you know, I think Mixon has that tendency that he could, you know his body language sometimes on the field.
Yeah.
And, I think there's a balancing act there that Zach Taylor has to do. And then my other question for you, Kels, is can this team make the playoffs and long, you know, as we go out through the course of this season, can they win and win these, you know, tough games coming up starting Thursday? Can they win with Joe Mixon continuing to struggle?
Yes. If Burrow plays like he did and they play four quarters, not a half. And also a huge factor, that was a big reason why the Bengals did not. The Bengals won yesterday was Trent Hendrickson. He was a beast.
He really was.
He was such a difference maker on defense, and we were kind of waiting. Like, you and I talked so much during camp about how good he looked against Jonah in practice. Like, we didn't see that in the first two games because of the style of quarterback. Like, so now here comes Tua, who he's more of a pocket guy. So if they can get Trey Hendrickson, like, pinning him into positions that are favorable. So I think they can win without Mixon running the way he did last year. I think it's going to be more difficult, and it's going to involve a lot more creativity from Zach Taylor. But the Bengals have enough receiving weapons, and they can do some things with Jamar Chase. They're not necessarily going to put him in the backfield and have him run in between tackles, but they can move. They can get. I wasn't a fan of the 4th-and-1 decision to do the toss back to Jamar Chase.
Not a good play call.
But on non-4th-and-1 situations, like, I think they've got enough weapons where they could figure it out. But stay tuned on that one. There's no shortage of drama with this Bengals team this year. Aren't you enjoying it, Jason?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The Bengals are, they're a fascinating story, whether they win or lose. I just think that people are interested in and they're a fascinating story. And, you know, and I think they're a fascinating story because when you lump in the whole history and 30 years of just not good football for the most part, and then whoop, all of a sudden they out of nowhere go to the Super Bowl. And so now we're in this really interesting season. And, just before we jump off here, the positive, you touched on Trey Hendrickson. You and I talked last week about this defense being solid across the board. And I think fans should be should have hope for this season as the offense continues to sort of figure things out. But that defense should give them hope, because that defense is playing at a high level.
Lights out.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, I think everyone, you know, I think it was overshadowed in the first two games. But certainly yesterday you saw that, hey, this defense is the real deal. And like you and I talked about, there are no real superstars, but you look at, there are no real weak spots either, I don't think. And, and Trey Hendrickson with his biggest game of the season so far.
Yeah.
And there, you know, I we'll see what DJ Reader is. He got banged up with his knee.
I'll keep everyone posted on that.
But yeah, anyway, it's almost 2:00 here on Monday.
I'm gonna hop off, but I'm gonna let you close this out and let everyone know about our plans for Wednesday, our big day.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kelsey. Okay, we'll see you. Yes, as Kelsey alluded to, our Wednesday plans. Holy Grail this Wednesday, 12:30, Andrew Whitworth is our guest. He's in town calling the game for Amazon Prime on Thursday night football. So we have him at the Holy Grail. Thanks to Jim Mooring for opening up the Holy Grail. He's so great with the local media. He's been so good to us on allowing us to do so many events there at the Holy Grail at the Banks. So, hey, would love for you, if you don't have lunch plans right now, you're downtown, you have a little extra time, maybe a little longer lunch, 12:30 p.m. Wednesday, Kelsey, myself, Andrew Whitworth is with us. Silent Phil, our producer on the ones and twos, he'll be there. I know some folks have asked on Twitter, like, hey, can I get an autograph with Andrew Whitworth? That'll be up to him. We don't, that's not our decision. But I'm willing to think that, you know, that it's not going to be like a game day crowd. And so there might be an opportunity to, have that opportunity maybe to say hi, maybe get an autograph, but that'll be up to him. So I want people to know that's up to Andrew Whitworth, not up to Kelsey, myself, or the Inquirer, Cincinnati.com. But please, would love to see you come out, say hi, give us your feedback on this podcast, what you like, what you don't like, what you want to see us do better, your questions. We're all ears, and this is your podcast, and we want to engage the fans and the listeners, as much as we can. And so Twitter at J Williams Cincy with a Y, at J Williams Cincy with a Y, at Kelsey L Conway, at Kelsey L Conway. Send us your questions, comments there as well. And we will catch you Wednesday. Hope to see you out the Holy Grail. If not, we'll have the episode up later that afternoon on Wednesday on all your favorite podcast platforms. Catch you then.